is poured out to those who desire to do your will. So, Lord, in your great mercy today, I pray, God, you'd visit our hearts, visit this place, fill our hearts, Lord. We thank you, God, for the message on the Great Commission, the message on our thoughts. And, Father, I pray that you'd just give us grace to further look into your word and see what would be pleasing to you in our lives. Help us, Lord, to, as your word says, to show ourselves approved in your word. And Father, I ask you to give us understanding of the truths of your word, the precepts, the principles, Lord. And I pray, God, that anyone listening on the phone line could, that you would fill in, Lord, and make intercession or help them to understand as well. I commit this into your hands, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'd like to, several weeks ago, I had a message on the book of Ezra. And we called it part one because we didn't get done. So today, we titled that message as build upon the foundation, a study of Ezra part one. This is part two of that message. So if you want to turn your Bibles to the book of Ezra, and we're going to do just a short recap of what we discussed there about the kingdom of Israel, how they fell into sin, and the Assyrians came and took away the 10 tribes, and then years later, the two remaining tribes, Benjamin and Judah, also known as, I think, the Kingdom of Judah, were also in a dire place and a bad place with much sin and unbelief and compromise in their midst. And as promised, the Lord sent the Babylonians and came and took them all away. And today, it was the Babylonians in their day. Today, it is the judgment that is coming, the judgment of God that is coming upon the earth will be at the second coming of Christ. And so there's a lot of parallels. As before they went into captivity, the prophet Jeremiah prophesied that they would return after 70 years and to Jerusalem. And that exactly came to pass. And God used the king of Persia at that day, Cyrus, in Ezra chapter 1. Cyrus had this thought inspired by God, that he says that God has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. In verse 2 of chapter 1 of Ezra. And he proceeded there to choose, in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Ezra, he chose Sheshbazzar, which ended up, he was actually Zerubbabel, is what he is called later. He was the prince of Judah, meaning that he would have been next in the line of David's throne. The throne of David would have belonged to Sheshbazzar, who is Zerubbabel. He also sent Jeshua, who is translated to Joshua. He sent Jeshua, the priest. So he sent a priest and a king to build the wall of Jerusalem. And there's many precious truths in all of that. All in all, there was 42,000 people went with them. As we go on to chapter 3 of Ezra, we read there where they built the foundation of the temple. Verse 8 of chapter 3 references Zerubbabel and Jeshua. And it meant, it says, it goes on to say that they laid the foundation of the temple and they sang together and praised the Lord when the foundation was laid. In chapter 4 of Ezra, we read that where they started to build the temple, and that's where the battle began. And we talked about how in our lives, you know, it's one thing to start, but it's another thing to finish. It's one thing to get born again. It's another thing to endure to the end. There are many people that start many things, but to finish is a whole other story. So that's where the battle comes in. There's a battle to start for sure, but the battle of endurance, the battle of making choices, the battle of discernment, the battle to overcome temptations, that's where many fall along the way. And as we see the parallels of the Israelites here as they came back to build the wall of the temple upon the foundation that was laid by Zerubbabel and Jeshua, we see that Zerubbabel and Jeshua are both Jesus Christ fulfills both of their positions as priest and king. So this was they are a type of Christ in this building of the temple. There they were overseeing it. It was built according to their specs. It was built according to their standards, and today we build the Church of Jesus Christ in the same way. We build according to the standards and the word of Jesus Christ. And as they, in chapter 4, you read there about the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, how they heard that they were building the temple, and they came, and they first told them, "Let us build with you." And that was soundly rejected by the Israelites there. They said, "You have nothing to do with us," in verse 3 of chapter 4 of Ezra. "And we will build the house of the Lord God of Israel." And they let them know that they're not a part of this organization. They're not a part of the building of the true temple of the true God. And then these people went on and they weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in verse 4. They hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose in verse 5. And there was a letter from the new king of Persia. Artaxerxes came to them and told them, commanded them to stop in chapter 4 in verse 21, it says, "Give ye now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city should not be builded until another commandment shall be given from me." And in verse 23, it says that at the end of the verse 23 of chapter 4, it says that they made them to cease by force and power. And that is the story of many Christians who start. They have an encounter with God, and they experience the forgiveness of sins. They experience a new freedom in their life, power over sin, and they lose it. They lose it. Because the world is too great. The enemy is too strong. The temptations are too great. The flesh overpowers, and they lose their way. And that is the experience of the Israelites here. But God wasn't done with them. Chapter 5. God sent the prophets Haggai and Zechariah unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem, and they spoke to them. They spoke to them, and I'd like to turn to, not right now, but I'd like to turn to Haggai and Zechariah and see what those men said, and that's going to be the bulk of the message, what those prophets told the Israelites in that day is worthy of meditating upon as a New Testament Church of Jesus Christ. They, in verse 2 of Ezra, chapter 5 there, it says when Zechariah and Haggai got done with them, they then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak. Remember, they were the priests and the king. and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. And we ended the last message by saying that this infuriated the enemy, and they wanted to know the names of verse 10. We asked their names, and because they wanted to send a letter back to Persia, to the king, to name the names of the men who are building. And that's how we ended the message, that the enemy knows your name and you have a target on you. If you set forth to control your thoughts, if you set out to name the name of Christ and to help others find peace with God, if you set forth to if you set out to seek personal purity in your heart and in your life and in your spirit, like cleansing, finding cleansing of the filthiness of the flesh and of our spirit, those thoughts of ill feelings, those thoughts of jealousy, those thoughts of harboring, anything that's impure, any thoughts that are impure, anything that's against the will and the word of God, there is victory for those things that God has appointed for us. And when we set out for that victory through the power of Jesus Christ, that's where the battle lies. But it is possible. But I'm not going to go through all this, but they began to build again, and they had stopped building for 18 to 20 years. You're probably familiar with the book of Ezra. Maybe you haven't read it for a while, but they started to build the house of God again at Jerusalem. Chapter 6 of Ezra, there was another king. His name was Darius, and he searched the house of the treasury in Babylon, and he found the old letter from King Cyrus that said, "I'm sending Zerubbabel and Jeshua to build the house of God in Jerusalem." And he sent back a letter to the enemies of Israel in verse 7 of chapter 6. And he says, "Let the work of this house of God alone." And that's where I wanted to go to Haggai and to Zechariah. But that's the word of God to the enemies of the church. When we build in his way, in the power of his spirit, leave them alone. It is possible for us to build. It is possible for us to have victory and to succeed. It's possible for us. We suffer casualties sometimes. We suffer defeat. We suffer sometimes from many things. The battles, there's sometimes a lot of weary soldiers amongst the builders. And maybe the next message I'll go to, we'll talk about Nehemiah and the building of the wall around the temple. But it's something that is intriguing to me on these men that fought and built